Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
This hour brought to you by Menards, featuring Carmen Vitale. Everybody,
save big money at Menards.
Here with Carmen Vitale from Fox Sports.
I am joined now by Carmen Vitale, Fox Sports NFL reporter.
Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports.
Joining us, it is the NFC North writer at foxsports.com. It's Carmen Vitale. How you doing, Carmen? Great to have you.
Welcome to a special edition of the Chicago Football Show. I'm Scott Baer alongside Carmen Vitale.
Speaking of elusive, and I swear this was not part of my transition plan, that's what quarterback came
with. No, own that. Scott. Yeah, that was absolutely part of your transition
right from
plan.
Right the top of my brain.
The scramble, the elusiveness is why Caleb Williams was the first overall pick.
You know her music. We love having Carmen Vitale in studio. She is a Fox Sports Radio host. You can listen to her every Saturday. She's a host and analyst for Marquee Sports Network and the co-host of the Chicago Football Show at Carmi V on Twitter. And she joins us now. Fresh from Hallis Hall, right? You were just at the Hall earlier today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday,
I got called out by Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic, actually.
How so?
Because I posted my videos from yesterday today.
You had me fooled. I thought you got here in record time.
No, I wasn't. I'm way too anxious for that. Like, I can't. No, I need my time to, like, get places and, like, not stress myself out.
Carmen is bending the space-time continuum, getting from Hallis Hall here in 5 minutes.
That is it's so hard. That commute is so hard. Because you also, this is my one little thing that I'll talk about with that commute. Obviously, it's hard because the Hallis Hall's way up there. But if you're coming from the city, you miss the express lanes going both ways. They're closed. They're going the opposite direction when you're going up there. And then on the way back, same story. So, like, it's just adding insult to injury when you're seeing the express lanes move. And you're like, oh, that could be me.
That is a great point. I've many times lamented that as you see the people zipping by the other way.
And as somebody who used to do the shows for Comcast Sportsnet at Hallis Hall, by the time we were done, it'd be 5 o'clock. It would take 2 hours sometimes to get back to the
city. It's anywhere from like an hour 15. It's never less than an hour 15. And it'll creep up to 2 hours.
Well, and we thank everybody who lets us in on their commute, by the way. But in the meantime, when you were at Hallis Hall yesterday, that's where we began our show. The thing that was said out of Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, we all have certain statements that hook us,
sure.
You know, was him talking about getting through his reads. He thinks too quickly. Mm-hmm. I know you heard that too. What were your takeaways and what was your impression?
Yeah, I mean, when we're talking about wanting Caleb Williams to play more on time, that's part of it. It's not just like, oh, he's bailing on the pocket and he's, you know, throwing these very low completion percentage throws and trying to make something that just the chances of it happening when it happens, it's awesome, right? Like, you know, the one or two plays that he gets in there that no one else on the planet can do. That's, you heard me say it, like that elusiveness is why he was the first overall pick. But when you're talking about running an entire offense for all four quarters, you need to stay on time. And that's not just that starts with staying in the pocket the amount of time that you need to. That starts with getting through your reads when you need to get to them, because that's all timing based, especially in a Ben Johnson offense where these receivers are they're counting their steps. I mean, literally, like, that is how precise all of this is. Receivers are like, all right, you take five steps, you need to get to this hash mark, and then that's when you cut, or that's when you break your route or whatever. That all has to time up, and it has to time up with Caleb Williams' footwork. It has to time up with his eyes reading those different routes, because if you get to a route before it's open, of course you're going to go past it, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't supposed to already be open. And that's how you sustain drives. That's how, you know, those heroics, while they're awesome, don't get me wrong, aren't necessary in the fourth quarter.
That feels like the last step.
It is.
In this process for Caleb Williams to become what Ben Johnson needs to be, because the timing of it is tied to the accuracy factor, which mm-hmm. would lead to the 70%.
Right.
If you're able to make the reads, you can hit the guy that's open, and those guys can, let's take last week out of the equation, usually catch the football.
And so I
feel like we're really knocking on the door mm-hmm. for Caleb Williams being unlocked. Not that he hasn't been great in improving every step along the way,
right.
But do you get the sense that Ben Johnson feels like they're where they need to be as far as the progress being made?
Yeah, I mean, he says they are. And he to his credit, he's been very transparent with the media. And, you know, especially when he comes into, I think, those midweek press conferences. I think I heard Lawrence and speaks in homes. I was listening to them on my commute home yesterday.
That long commute.
And, you know, they were talking about how, like, midweek press conference, it takes the pressure off Caleb, because Ben is so kind of detailed about it, because he's had a chance to, you know, watch everything, kind of turn the page, do all of that kind of stuff. So Ben is very detailed in what he tells us, I feel like, in his midweek press conference, which I really do appreciate. But that being said, I mean, yeah, I keep going back to something that Ben said in the beginning of the year, where he was like, we're not going to be playing our best football until December. And I'm like, yeah, that's how long it realistically takes when you overhaul an entire offensive system and you have a quarterback who is different than the last quarterback you were with, by the way. So you have to kind of tailor things to him. You have to learn him just as much as he has to learn you at that point. If you want Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams to be on the same page, that goes both ways. And I think Ben Johnson has been really realistic about that. So I think Caleb is in a good spot for where what part of the season we're in. I don't think he's there yet, but I think that's okay. And that's kind of one of those things where my caveat to saying, like, oh, I need Caleb Williams to be better and play, you know, within structure, on time, all of that kind of stuff, it comes with the caveat of, like, I didn't expect him to be there yet at this point. And that's okay that he's not there yet, because there aren't any real expectations on the Chicago Bears this year, whether or not this market wants to admit it.
Well, they created some expectations, though, right? When you start 6-3.
When you start 6-3, but I mean, you've seen this team play.
I have.
It's not consistent. And when you think about a team that's going to win the toughest division in football, you need consistency. You need to be able to rely on this team to go out there and score points and not, you know, kind of play with their food a little bit the first three quarters.
Well, and they said that in the post-game press conference too on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'm with you, Carmen, to echo that point. I need to see more in the pocket at this mm-hmm. point. And yeah, Ben Johnson, that's been one of the benchmarks that I have listened to, was if he's going to tell us December is the goal for this to look right. more like a Ben Johnson offense, then that's what I'm going to go with. Yeah. And that's okay. I feel like we're in the 101 level still, because mm-hmm. the game isn't slowing down for Caleb Williams enough yet. And I think that's kind of how I hear him talk about that reading speed mm-hmm. is where he's still thinking, no sacks, no sacks, no sacks. Yeah. How do I make that happen?
No sacks, no interceptions. That's very much in his head.
And think about how fast that first drive felt watching the Bears against the Vikings in week mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember thinking this is like lightning speed compared to what I had seen before. So I take that into consideration, yeah, knowing hopefully this time around it doesn't look as rushed.
The other encouraging thing, I think, is when you look at the very beginning of games, I've talked a lot this season in general about the script. So each, you know, it doesn't matter what team, usually every like 10 to 15, the first 10 to 15 plays of every game are scripted in advance by the coach. So when you're doing the game plan, when you're having your meeting with your quarterback, you're saying, all right, these are the plays that we're going to run. And they're not just because you think they're good plays. They're meant to kind of feel out the defense, and they're meant to feel out the other team and what they do against you. And that way you can kind of set up the rest of your of the game. So that's the purpose it serves. But like when I see Caleb Williams in that script period to start a game, I mean, even this Giants game, he's delivering the ball on time. He's stepping up in the pocket. He's staying in the pocket. They are methodically moving down the field. Whether or not they finish, that's a whole other story. But it's a tangible difference still. But the fact that Caleb can execute it is encouraging to me, because then, you know, the next step then is to continue that, because Caleb's brain has now synced up with Ben's when it comes to timing, when it comes to the plays, when it comes to what he's seeing on the field and what he's going to do against it. I mean, that's an incredibly complex relationship that's just going to take time. And we just haven't had enough of it yet.
I'm looking at this division and I'm looking at these Bears, and I think we're on the same path, you and I, Carmen, about this Bears team not being good. They just have a winning record because they played a bunch of bums and they've beaten the bums. They lost to the only team in blowout fashion that has a winning record that's in the playoff picture.
And I mean, it's been down to the wire with these teams that have losing records that are pretty hopeless at this point. I mean, I did joke on Twitter that the Bears aren't even really that bad this year, but they still got a coach fired.
We all had that same thought. Maybe not the not bad part, but I can't believe the Bears got a coach fired.
It's exciting.
That wasn't theirs.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting.
Isn't it?
I think people in New York are excited. I mean, you know, Giants fans, I think, had been out on Dable for a while, but can't blame them.
That's fair. And I brought up the situation that we're looking at, because what do you see as, because you said there's no expectations, but what is a realistic, if the Bears make the playoffs, obviously that's a successful season.
Yeah.
You're saying, do you believe that if they don't make the playoffs, it shouldn't be considered a disappointing season?
Yeah, I do. I stand by what I said to start this season, which is if you flirt with the playoffs, I had them at 8-9 this year. They conceivably they're going to reach that. And I think that that is perfectly fine for Ben Johnson's first year at the helm, who is also a first year head coach himself. I wanted to allow for some missteps by Ben Johnson, not because I think he's a bad coach, but because there's inevitably going to be a learning curve when you're taking over that spot for the first time. I think he's blown it out of the water. He is everything has been so consistent with him, from the messaging, from the coaching staff, from the messaging, from the players. Everybody is on the same page. And like I said, Ben has been very detailed and very transparent when it comes to how he's addressed the media. And it's been very, again, consistent with what we're seeing on the field. And I think it's made a lot easier when you're winning, right? Like, it's made a lot easier to be jovial and get up and joke with the media and kind of be a little bit more transparent when you're winning. And, you know, I remember something Bruce Arians said to me at one point when I was in Tampa, was like, you can learn just as much from winning a game as you can from losing, and you might as well do that.
Amazing.
And that's the thing, is Ben hasn't shied away from saying, we're still learning. There's still a lot of things that we need to clean up and improve on, and the winning is a bonus. So I view this as such a bonus year for the Chicago Bears, because if you can flirt with the playoffs or make the playoffs this year, I mean, that to me says that you've laid a really strong foundation that is in turn going to be sustainable. And then next year is when you can start to have real expectations of this team.
That is the voice of Carmen Vitale. She, of course, is with Fox Sports Radio. You can hear her on the weekends. She works for Marquee Sports Network and is the co-host of the Chicago Football Show on Marquee. And that's something I want to get into with you as well, is not just what our impressions are of the Bears, but like you mentioned, you've been in Tampa, you cover the division for years and years. What does everybody else say about the Bears' ascension? We saw the reaction in New York. That was enough for them to make a decision regarding Brian Daboll's future. But what do other people say about the Bears that you know and trust in the league?
Yeah, I mean, I think that everybody is kind of on the same page of like, is anybody really thinking that they're going to win this division? No, but I think everybody has a lot of it, I think, has to do with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams in particular, where everybody has now accepted that. I mean, Ben was already very well respected as an offensive coordinator. That has only elevated, I think, across the league, where he's now a really good head coach. And when you're turning around a franchise, it's like, I can see kind of some of the same DNA and threads from what I saw in Detroit when Dan Campbell had gotten there. And, you know, I came in the year after, started covering them the year after Dan took over, but it was Ben's first year as offensive coordinator. And you start with the culture in the building. And that's, again, something Ben Johnson seemed to kind of follow that playbook. And if the wins come, they come, that's great. But at the end of the day, you can fall back on the belief that your players have in what you're doing and in the process itself. And I think Ben is very process oriented. So I think people can see that across the league, where this is a team that's being built the right way. And it's not there yet. I don't think, again, like I said, I don't think nationally people take the Bears seriously, as serious as maybe their position in the division currently would suggest. But that's a great place to be, too, because then you can just go and surprise people.
No, I think that's a very good point.
I love surprises.
I do too.
Well, we've had very good surprises around here lately. That has not been the case.
Under promise, over deliver.
Yes, and so when I'm looking at the defense specifically, when you were there and you get word that Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson are both still expected to be back this season, how much hope do you think that gives the Bears in terms of what they could be, say, by the end of the year when they're facing Detroit in that last game?
Yeah, I mean, I think both those guys, and then you look at guys like TJ Edwards, who have been missing a lot of time. I think TJ is kind of the thread that holds it together when it comes to the run game, especially, or the run defense especially. And I think if you have a full roster like that, everybody complements each other so well. And Kyler in particular, if you bring Kyler back, and now that you have CJ Gardner-Johnson, you can do a lot of different things then, because CJ has played all of those positions in the secondary, right? So you now can kind of move him around as a little bit of a chess piece, which just adds to kind of the diversity and the variety in your coverage schemes, which only ends up either getting you more takeaways, which the Bears are excelling at currently, or, you know, helping out the pass rush with some of those coverage sacks, stuff like that. I think CJ Gardner-Johnson in general, you're going to see more development out of him as he gets more comfortable again with Dennis Allen's scheme. Like, obviously he's familiar with it, but the terminology is probably slightly different. And in the first 2 weeks, they've kind of eased him in just exactly how you want to be eased in, where, like, he's been getting after the quarterback from that nickel spot. And Dennis Allen loves kind of pulling those DB blitzes off and kind of showing different looks that way. So you add Kyler Gordon back into something like that, and now you have a ton of different blitz packages that you can potentially show. You can get so creative. You can have kind of like that star position player in the secondary. I think of, and I promise I don't always bring everything back to the Buccaneers, but I do think of something like Todd Bowles' scheme, where, especially on the back end, where they just do so many different things when it comes to how they move their players around, those defensive backs around. And it just allows you to really catch offenses off guard. So I think that once these guys come back, we could just see a lot more creativity out of this defense.
That is the voice of Carmen Vitale. She is in studio with us for the whole hour. We're looking forward to talking football and having some fun with her. And before Chicago takes on Minnesota, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Cruz, Patrick Manley, and Mully get you set for the game. And then immediately following the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. More with Carmen Vitale, not just about the Bears, but the NFC North. We'll talk about it all with her next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
What creates the most strain mentally?
I'm sure Flo would tell you that it's not that much defense for them, but when you're on an offensive perspective, it just seems like a lot of variety of fronts and coverages and personnel groups, and so he does a good job mixing everything up. He does as good of a job as anybody making sure he puts his guys in a good spot and keep the opposing play caller guessing.
That is Ben Johnson talking about Brian Flores, the lauded, respected, and frankly feared defensive coordinator of the Minnesota Vikings. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Carmen Vitale of Fox Sports Radio. You can hear her show from 2 to 5 every Saturday. Is that right, Carmen?
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
3 to 5. I only have to do a 2-hour time slot. I don't have to do what you guys do.
A 2-hour show.
I don't know what that's like.
No. 3 hours is a cakewalk compared to 4.5. So you can hear Carmen at that time on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday. She's also on Marquee Sports Network, and she's the co-host of the Chicago Football Show. Mm-hmm. That I think is as big of a piece of any of this is Ben Johnson has faced Brian Flores, not just with the Bears in week one, but also, of course, with the Lions previously. So what do you think when he's trying to game plan? Are there any similarities that you've picked up on in your coverage of the division back from what he said in Detroit and now for what you think might happen on Sunday?
I'm so excited for this game because it's so, honestly, the best time for the Vikings to have played the Bears was probably week one because of the fact that you didn't know what this team was going to look like under Ben Johnson. Also, Ben Johnson was just starting to install his offense and therefore wasn't to the full Ben Johnson level, right? And I'm not saying that it even is right now because it takes at least a year to get to that, I think, but that was like the best time to play but now you have all this tape, right, leading up to this matchup. We're going into week 11 and you see how this offense is starting to evolve. And these two coordinators in particular, Ben Johnson and Brian Flores, they both excel at the exact same thing. And it's what makes them so good is they create question marks on the field. That is like their main goal is to just have to make the other team think as much as possible, because if you think, you get slower. And we've heard that echoed to both of these guys. Ben Johnson just said that this week. And they're so good and they're so detailed in what they do. And Brian Flores creates question marks because he literally, I think, like bends the time-space continuum. We talk about bending the time-space continuum. He bends the laws of physics when it comes to what he asks of his players. And you have guys, and I keep thinking back, I think this was last season, but like I just saw Harrison Smith start on the line of scrimmage and then go back to cover a deep half. And I'm like, what madman asks a 35-year-old player to go and do that? What madman asks a 24-year-old player to do that? The answer is Brian Flores. And if you talk about the personnel he has available to him, when you're talking about, you know, the we'll see about Jonathan Greenard, but Andrew Van Ginkel and the way that they can move him around, and just a bunch of the guys that they have on that defense are so versatile that they can keep up with the demands, no matter how unrealistic they are, of Brian Flores. And so what that does when you're a quarterback trying to go against this team is you're like, all of the hard and fast rules that I know about each position on the field don't apply to that, because you do have safeties that are starting on the line of scrimmage, but they're not coming and then blitzing. They're still going and covering the half that you thought they were vacating. Like, there are so many things that are just not what they see when it comes to Brian Flores. But what Ben Johnson does so well is he thinks like two or three steps ahead. And that gets harder with a guy like Brian Flores, again, because you can't really rely on the rules that you think you can. But I was this game in particular against the Giants, I noted their usage of six offensive linemen, that jumbo personnel, that jumbo look, because they didn't seem to do it in any sort of specific situation. It was like they did it at different parts of the field. They did it with different, you know, on a different downs. It wasn't necessarily a run, wasn't necessarily a pass. But I think Ozzie Chipillo was out there like six snaps. And I just kept wondering to myself, I was like, is this something that Ben Johnson wanted to put on tape, not for the Giants, but for the Vikings coming up?
No, absolutely. I feel like you've got a defensive coordinator and an offensive play caller here in a chess match in which both sides are really good at causing conflict for whoever the opponent is, right? And that's what makes this so good. And unlike week one, where execution was more of the story, or lack thereof, because it's week one, as you mentioned.
Right.
This time around, it feels like both of these coaches and their players will be more highly sharpened and ready to go. And so that's what's going to make this fascinating. And then on the other side, it's like, who's healthy enough to cover Justin Jefferson and Jordan
who's
Addison
alive?
And Jalen Naylor? And that's what makes the game not so much. We talked to Paul Charchin, who comes on every week, Minnesota Vikings fan, fantasy football expert. And he's just like, I think the Bears are going to win because they're just going to run the football. But last week, I thought the Bears were just going to run the football, and that didn't happen. And so, yeah.
And that's the thing is, again, like, and I think even in week one, Caleb talked about it yesterday, where he was like, we talked to him about, hey, you know that Brian Flores is known for how much he blitzes. He hardly blitzed Caleb in that week one contest. So like, he just does thing. He doesn't do the things that you expect him to do in the situations you expect him to do it. But I do think that this comes down a lot to, so Minnesota's hurting on their offensive line. And as much as they tried to rectify that this offseason, the injuries have just, you know, I feel so badly, honestly, for, you know, what they tried to do and then versus how it turned out. But you talk about the Bears' improved pass rush and how we're hearing Montez Sweat's name a whole lot more, and those interior guys like Javon Dexter, Andrew Billings, like they are getting more pressure up that middle. Well, that middle of the offense, the interior of that offensive line in Minnesota is their weak point. And it's also the fastest or the shortest distance to the quarterback. A quarterback who is young, hasn't had a whole lot of reps, who you can conceivably get to make some mistakes that way. So I think that's going to be really important from the Bears' defense in particular. But offensively, I'm with you. Run the football as much as you can. Brian Flores is really good at that, though. Like, the run defense is still very good in Minnesota. But I think that there's maybe an opportunity there, because the other thing is, you just have to stay multiple against Brian Flores. Like, you can't get yourself into a situation like the Bears have been, where it's the fourth quarter, you're down by double digits, because those are obvious passing situations. Then you have to pass the ball because you have to make up as much ground as possible. And if you get out of that run game, it is just it's going to be that much easier for Brian Flores to come after you.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody. We're talking to Carmen Vitale, who is reporting, of course, for Marquee Sports Network and also hosting their football show. And you can hear her on Fox Sports Radio every Saturday. I want to go back to a piece that you wrote for Fox last year when you talked about the use of pre-snap motion and how the Bears were practically non-existent in that area compared to, at the time, the Lions. You were the one, I think, to first put it on my radar that that was such a part of what the Lions do. Mm-hmm. How do you see that and compare it last year with what you saw and what you heard from both those teams to what you're seeing now? How much of that did come over and go over from Ben Johnson?
I mean, it did. It's a fundamental part of Ben Johnson's offense, just like play action and everything kind of going through, starting up front, going through the offensive line. But there is a lot of window dressing because that is the easiest way to, again, create those question marks. Another thing that I think the Bears have been doing really well with Ben and what he kind of brought over is his usage of 12 personnel and multiple tight ends. And I think a lot of people have kind of gotten caught up in the fact that maybe those tight ends haven't had the receiving production that you want. But again, if you look at this through the lens of creating question marks, there is no better player on offense than to create question marks than a tight end because you don't know what they're going to do. Are they going to stay in and block? Are they going to release into a route? Are they going to chip the guy on their way to releasing into a route? And when you have two guys on the field that are combo tight ends, which is not something he had in Detroit, by the way, when you have Colston Loveland and Cole Kmet that are both capable blockers, they are both capable receivers. That, to me, I mean, the Bears are top 10, I think, in 12 personnel usage this year. They're about 29% of their plays are being run with two tight ends on the field. And that's something that is, again, it aids in kind of the motion to what you can do, the pre-snap motion, which is where you can present a look pre-snap that doesn't end up happening once the ball is snapped. I've seen a lot of kind of the same kind of DNA, but obviously this offense isn't there yet in Chicago because it wasn't there yet in Detroit the first year either. I mean, they had a much worse record. I always bring up that they went 1-6 to start Ben Johnson's tenure in Detroit as offensive coordinator. So they're by far and away doing so much better than they were before, like that Ben did in his first year with Detroit. But it's not there yet. So I think it's only going to get better. We're only going to see more kind of creativity. And I'm very excited for the day that he finally throws or he puts the ball in an offensive lineman's hands.
Who's your offensive lineman of choice in that situation? Is it Tripillo? Is it the big fellow on the right side, Darnell Wright?
Darnell told me he doesn't want the ball.
He said that?
He told me that.
Because they just put out a social media video highlighting him making
Did you see the Darnell Wright coded video that the Bears put
Yes, out? I did. And that's why I asked him. I was like, listen, I saw you in training camp catching footballs. Like, how this came up was he talked about how like he thinks he's kind of like cracked the stone, but he hasn't like broken wide open yet. So like he still sees himself as an ascending player, which is incredible because he's already great. And I was like, is it going to crack open when you get the ball in your hands? He's like, oh God, I hope not. And I was like, I don't know. So whether that was just trying to, I mean, that could have been just trying to throw me off the scent. Who knows?
Oh, come on. We all know it's coming. I thought it was either going to be him or Braxton Jones.
I think it might be Ozzie, though.
Yeah, I think it might be Ozzie.
I think it might be Ozzie.
Keeps coming in as that third
exactly.
tight end.
So going back to what I said earlier about how they trotted out this jumbo personnel against the Giants where they had six offensive linemen on the field and it was Ozzie Tripillo that was reporting as eligible. So he played six snaps. And again, it was in all sorts of different situations. He did not get the ball in his hands. He didn't act like, you know, a fullback or anything like that either. So I'm like, all right, are they going to show the Vikings that same look? And based on the tape, the Vikings are going to think, oh, you know, they're just bringing on whatever. And are they going to try and get the ball to Ozzie? Now, I don't know how good Ozzie is at catching the football, though. We're going to see.
We're going to find. I think we're going to find out.
There's video of Darnell in that video they put together.
I know, but like he told me he doesn't want it.
He can't believe everything he's saying.
I know, but I asked him again. I was like, I'm like, you really don't want the ball? And he's like, no.
I don't think he likes all this attention.
I don't think he does either. I mean, he's an offensive lineman. None of them do.
Speaking of attention.
Some are okay with it, I think, more than others.
Because you are tapped into the division, I got to ask this question.
Okay.
Can you see the Packers missing the playoffs?
Oh, God. No.
Okay.
Why?
Again, honestly,
at the Broncos, I'm looking at the schedule. Ravens late.
Yeah, this comes from my trust issues of growing up a Bears fan, though.
Oh.
Of like, until I see it, I mean, granted, we saw it last year of Aaron Rodgers, and they missed the playoffs because the Lions, like, knocked him out. I was at that game. It was incredible. it was just, it was, yeah. But they have, even with all the injuries they have, and I mean, the offensive line injuries are what worry me most, obviously, because Matt LaFleur doesn't seem to understand that his offensive line is hurt. He keeps trying to run the ball on early downs and establish physicality at the line of scrimmage to like get the offense going. And I'm like, you don't have the horses anymore, Matt. You can't do it that way. But the other injuries to the receiver core, I'm like, you still have a guy at every level. And if you've got a guy at every level and you've got Jordan Love, provided he can get back to playing like Jordan Love, he's been so conservative lately, and I don't really understand why he's scared. He looks scared out there, and maybe it is the offensive line injuries that are whatever, but you have Josh Jacobs, you have Luke Musgrave, the tight end, you have Christian Watson back now to stretch the field. You have all of those things at every level of the offense. You should be fine still. And then you have a defense that you can rely on, and that's, I think, the Packers need to lean more into the fact that they can afford some risk offensively because they have a defense that can back it up.
Yeah, I'm happy to see that this trading for Micah Parsons thing has not gone as expected as I thought it would. That is the voice of Carmen Vitale. Carmen in studio with us for the hour, including our next segment. She's a host and analyst for Marquee Sports Network and Fox Sports Radio. And it's time for a giveaway. Yay. Caller 6 to the Score contest line, 312-540-0670, 0670, will win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Bedford Park on Tuesday, December 2nd, with special guest Nashawn Wright. I'm hosting, so I get to ask Nashawn questions. It's a fun event and it is sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. Order free samples at TimberTech.com and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. Carmen, Cam Scataboo has a question for all of us. We need your opinion on it.
My son.
Yes.
I went to Arizona State. He's not actually my son. I just call all of the...
Yeah, he ran all
and
over
Danny Parkins isn't actually Robbie's dad, but you know.
Yeah.
Kind of.
That's how it works.
Yeah. And Marshall also covered him in high school. So you guys might be related.
Yeah. Sacramento.
Ugh.
Big time. Big time in high school, as you can imagine.
I'm so sad that, you know.
His career started at Sacramento State. He was at FCS school.
Yeah. He puked and rallied on the air, live on TV.
I had so much fun watching him in college, and he was just, he embodies, he belonged at Arizona State. Like, he embodies everything that an Arizona State football player is.
You missed him when you played Mississippi State this year, didn't you?
Okay.
I'm going to let these two fight it out. We'll bring you the results on air next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
We'll be right back with Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just Peyton Manning. I'm also Motivating Manning. When I say insurance, you say financial services. Insurance.
Financial services.
Insurance.
Financial services.
Now when I say Nationwide, you say is both. Nationwide.
Is both.
Nationwide.
Is both.
For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheemi Harris and Grody and Vitaly today. Carmen Vitaly joining us for the entire hour. And in true Raheemi and Harris and Grody fashion, we're all yelling at each other about silly stuff during our commercial break. So it's official. Like, you're in. So we mentioned this earlier. If you don't know Carmen, get to know her work. Fox Sports Radio, host and analyst for Marquee Sports Network. She's the co-host of the Chicago Football Show. And she went to Arizona State.
I sure did.
College of Cam Scataboo.
Go Devils.
And Marshall covered Cam Scataboo in high school. Showdown. Who knows him better?
She probably does.
No, he probably does.
I know young Cam Scataboo when he was crazy and he had an older brother to play football.
I mean, I didn't cover him at Arizona State. I just watched him and I claim him now as my son. But...
And not to be confused with Mozzie, your puppy.
My first son. He's my actual son. Although I think problem. He's my actual son.
So he's from Rio Linda, California. And the whole thing was, when I first got there, it was like, oh, this guy, Cam Scataboo. Is it Scataboo? Yeah, it's Scataboo. Are you sure? So I'm like calling people at the school trying to figure out how to pronounce this dude's name.
Say his name.
Camp Scataboo.
I call him Scataboo, yeah.
Ooh,
oh my goodness.
Snap.
Nobody gets that.
Shout out to the late great and my former mentor, Stuart Scott, on the Booyah.
Oh yeah, that's I was actually quoting Kanye West, but
well,
from the monster.
Stu Scott predates Kanye West.
I know that's fair, and honestly, Stuart Scott, that's a better
reference. There's got to be a year cap for the Kanye reference.
Right. Like, I mean, that's old Kanye, right? Like,
yeah.
I miss the old Kanye.
We all miss the old Kanye.
Chop he up the soul, Kanye.
Remember the bar, I drink a boost for breakfast, an inch for our dessert. Yeah, that
and
was
now,
my song.
And now there's whatever
Drive Slow
is happening
is
there.
One of my favorite songs ever.
Too. See.
Driving down Lakeshore Drive, bumping that.
Carmen
is
went
there
to
anything
York.
Better?
Feels.
Carmen's a York Township girl.
Yeah, York community.
My bad.
In Elmhurst.
Yeah,
York Township
community.
Is different, but yes.
Forgive me.
That's okay. We were known for cross country. That's pretty much it.
That's an amazing thing to be known for, actually.
Oh, the coach that we had when I was there had won like the last 23 state titles. And like, they made a movie about him. Joe Newton. Yeah.
Wow.
What's the movie called?
I don't know. The Green Line, something like that.
We can look it up.
She doesn't hold down her hometown like I hold down my hometown. That's fine.
You know, if York would like claim me, they don't claim me. And I'm like, excuse me.
Your Carmen is successful.
The fact that she did
the
hair flip when she said that, though, that's what sold that for me.
Nah. I saw, like, you were a cheerleader, weren't you?
I was a Pom, yeah.
Pom squad, and they're not. Squad. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I was a varsity athlete, and.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. My niece just did their little dance camp, though, and I got to go back for the first time, I think, since I graduated, and it was so cute.
Were you a dance mom?
With her, yeah. I'm like, I'm 100, because her mom is not a dance mom. But
you're
like,
doing amazing, sweetie.
Literally, I brought her, like treats. I brought her like a little present, and like it was a 2 minute performance.
Spray. We have jumped off the rails. We are.
I love it though.
Gone.
We are off the rails. Sorry, guys. All right, back to Cam Scataboo.
Yeah, I think we still have time. No, that's what happens. You start fighting about family, and then ultimately the talk becomes about your family. So our friend and child, Cam Scataboo, asks, really what I think is, Ray, you are correct in your description. The definitive taco question of our time.
Do you, like, turn your head to eat a taco, or do you turn the taco for you? Like, are you dominant to the taco, or does the taco, like, do you turn your head for the taco? It's about the dominance of the taco, though. Like, if you're turning the taco, you're dominating the taco.
It's that Arizona State education for you.
I think he's, the taco, the problem is, if you turn the taco for you, then the ingredients fall out.
No, not if you pinch.
You gotta pinch. Yeah, I'm a pincher.
Thank you.
I'm a pincher.
Thank you. Yes. Keep your head in its normal position, turn the taco to its side, and pinch so that things do not fall out of said taco.
And then you can get like your pinky, and it, like, like, supports the bottom of it, so it doesn't like spill out.
Yes. Although I also just kind of like sometimes, you know, hack it with the Crunchwrap Supreme. Then you don't have to worry. This also reminds me of like drinking out of a can. I hate the end of the can where you have to crank your neck all the way back. I hate it.
I'm good with that.
I hate it.
I know. I hate it too. I would drink out of a straw like all the time if I could.
It's like that song where they say sucking beer through straws.
Yeah. Well, I don't drink beer, so.
That's a... Yeah, and Yuengling Flight, for example, comes in a bottle, so that doesn't count. But, like, that's a Nene Cherry song.
So, to be clear, you are a head turner when it comes to eating tacos.
You
turn your head to the side.
I adjust my body for whatever the situation is.
I know what I do. I grab that thing. I was like, we're not going to look all crazy out here.
I think I go halfway.
Oh, okay.
I think I which is probably not the right thing, because like then you are head tilting, but you're also like losing
at
some
risk.
Of the
at risk,
risk of like losing some of the ingredients.
I don't know. Let's take a more formal poll and get two more people to chime in on this. Where are you guys with this, Ray and Robbie?
I think I do turn my head. Like, I had tacos the other day, and I think I did turn my head. Also, bonus question, two bonus questions. Flour, corn, tortilla, or corn. What's your favorite type of taco? Because carne asada, my favorite taco.
Corn, fish taco.
Corn, carnitas.
Quesadilla. What are we talking about?
Ray?
Corn for the tortilla itself.
Oh, for the tortilla.
Corn for the tortilla itself.
It doesn't really matter.
Have you had
He's a flour guy. He's
a flour tacos guy from Costco?
No.
Oh my God, they're so good.
What? Every day, how is it that Costco has so many things that people talk about? Every day, I learn something new about Costco.
I don't think Costco does deals with people. I need a Costco deal, man. I am there all the time.
Their deals are with the people.
That's true. No, they are. Get the birria tacos from Costco.
Chicken tinga, also honorable mention for me.
Tilapia. Yeah. Tilapia tacos.
Ooh, they're delicious. So good, tacos, Ray.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah.
Marshall and Carmen are on it in terms of not losing your stuff in your taco. All you have to do is, and I have a prop here,
a napkin.
Just grab the back of that thing and kind of fold it. And then you're not going to lose anything. If you hold it and you use, as you said, Carmen, your fingers in the back of that taco, you fold up the tortilla. And as you said, Marshall, you squeeze the tortilla. You're not going to lose anything.
Next, you're going to tell me like you guys don't know how to use chopsticks. Like there's rules to this.
So you don't need to bend your head all out of whack. You just support your taco from the bottom and from the back. And then you're good.
Wow.
The way you just said that, though, that's a drop.
It's almost like a song.
It's great from the way we started, actually the last hour, the way we ended it with Grody, to the way we're ending it
now. I was
going to
say, yeah.
He did tell you, he said, ask Carmen about her dog. So how is Mozzie?
Mozzie's great. So Mozzie is our rescue dog. He, we got him when he was 8 weeks old, and he was rescued from South Central LA. He was found as a stray at 5 weeks old. And we found out, we did a DNA test on him. He is like every breed of cop dog, of military dog. He's German Shepherd, Belgian Malinois, and Dutch Shepherd. And then he's got like a bunch of other stuff mixed in. So he's incredibly smart, and he is incredibly stubborn, and he has so much energy. It's wild. He's not even a year old yet. So he keeps us on our toes. He honestly, he's also gotten to the point where he gets mad at both Dave and I whenever we get on a podcast from like our home studio, where he will be on the couch completely, just doesn't care. It just happened to me this morning before I came here. I was on a podcast and he comes strolling into the office because you can't close the door because then he's going to bark. He'll bark at you to let him in. He comes in and he is just all over the place. Like he apparently had a lot of opinions on the Packers. I don't know.
as do we all.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, Mozzie's one of us.
He is. He was whining. He's like, I don't want to hear this, I guess. I don't know. But he's the best. And I'm absolutely, he saw snow for the first time. This is the first, obviously, he's from LA. He's never seen snow before, so he loved it.
Aww, an animal's first snow. That's always a lovely memory.
I was crying, Layla. It was so pathetic.
Well, tell Mozzie we said hi, and Mark Rohde says hi too to Mozzie.
Okay, I will.
And thanks for coming in studio. When is the next time we can catch your work? What's airing next?
Well, we have the Fox Sports Radio show on Saturday. Actually, tonight, though, is the Chicago football show will be airing on Marquee Sports Network.
Okay. Chicago football
what time
show.
Is that,
I think it's at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Central.
So look for that on Marquee Sports Network.
Carmen, check your local listings.
Check your local listings.
Carmen, thanks as always for coming in. That's Carmen Vitale. Nice enough to hang out with us for the whole hour here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. Coming up next, Transition. Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.